Yeah, it's old. I don't play it.
I want to hear you play it.
Yeah.
Every year, come up there. I want to hear some Scolia. Come on.
Oops. That's Segovia. He plays that one. It's from Castles of Spain. It's etc. One thing that's really neat is you can combine classical with rock and you get some neat sounds. Like, listen to this. This is the little sequence in that piece where it goes. Oops. So it goes like. Oops. Listen to what happens when you combine that with something kind of interesting.
Yeah, you're all set now.
It's hard to do standing up.
Here, this is a room. You got it?
It's so it's like. So basically you just take the, which is part of the classical piece, and then you just finger pick it like this.
You come up with this arrangement.
Oops. I haven't practiced that recently, but it is really neat to take bits of classical pieces.
Yeah.
And then add in things. So you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's it. Yeah.
Like, I think this sounds neat. This part here, where you go.
You beat or mocha. Or.
See how practice I am.
Yeah, let's keep at it. It's good. What's the name of that song? It starts with an F.
It's just a romance.
Yeah, it's there's a national name for it. It's not.
It changes key then.
Yeah, and then it changes key. Yeah. It actually changes the tune. It changes a bit too. It's not only key, the tune does change a bit.
But then there, one thing I like is the pavans, which are like they're like 16th century dance.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That sounds awesome.
And that's, you know, the dancing in Louis XIV.
Henry VIII.
Yeah, that's right. That's you like can just see time, them like dump. I don't remember the rest of it. But this was the bit I was trying to play. Second part, it's a story called Adelita, and it's about this guy who's had this beautiful daughter, and she was 5 years old playing that's the happy part, but then she dies. And then the sad part is all in minor, right? It's like.
Cervantes, too, when was he around? Gotta check him out.
I can't remember the rest of it, but that's where that little bit comes from, this. You can hear it's sort of sad sounding.
Yeah.
Where the first part is happy, where she's playing, you know. And I'm gone beyond my skill level. If I could go back to when I was 19, I could do it. But I should practice more.
Man, you've got the chops. You got the chops, dude. I like the classical, man. Like
some of the classical can.
Can you riff too? Like in.
In classical?
Yeah, 1547 to 1616. Okay.
In that same vein, there's a whole lot of pieces like that are about, you know, this happy person and then they die or whatever. And it's really quite beautiful music. You know? Oops, it's like this one if I remember it. So they're nice, you know. I'm trying to think if I remember any others. There's someone like Bach Bourré is fun because you play two tunes at the same time.
Yeah, that's
you
know, right.
That's the treble, and the bass is.
I actually have that. Who plays somebody you normally don't associate? Willie Nelson.
Is that right?
Willie Nelson. I got a Willie Nelson's version of that, yeah.
And they're doing it together at the same time is tricky.
Yeah. Because
you're playing two tunes at once.
Yeah.
It goes like this. It's tricky.
Good night, Taylor. Falling asleep now. Welcome. I tried to stay up.
You tried, great.
I tried.
It's fair.
Yeah, good night.
It's 1:30, man. Good night.
Do you recognize this, Taylor? I'm so glad.
Great, I'm so glad. I'm glad. I don't know the words, doesn't it? I'm so glad.
That's a great song. I love Jack Bruce.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great singer.
Well, that and the Cream did that, eh? With Eric.
Yeah. Clapton. Jack Bruce sang that.
Oh, is that who it was?
Yeah, the bass player. He had a good show.
It is so nice.
One song you'd like and you would be good at is Newfoundland song. I is the by that builds the boat and I is the by that sails her. It's just C,
yeah,
G, C, F, G. I is the by that builds the boat and I is the by that sails her. I is the by who catches the fish and takes them home to Lizer. I don't need your maggoty fish, they're no good for winter. I can get as good as that down in Bonavista. I took Liza to a dance as fast as she could travel, but every step that she did take was up to her knees in gravel. I guess she wasn't a very good dancer.
Yeah.
Hip me, part me, Sally Thebo, hip me, part me, Sally Brown, Morgan, Swilly Gate, and it names a whole lot of places in Newfoundland. All around the corner. And you can do it actually finger picking style too. Yeah, you can sort of do it. Which is fun.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's a bite that fills the boat. I's the bye who sails her. I's the bye who catches the fish and takes them home to die. Your voice would be great for that. Yeah. You should do that. Do you remember this one?
Oh, yes, you.
I'm going.
Yes.
I'm the man who lives a life of danger. Remember a Secret Agent Man?
Yeah, oh my god,
song.
Yeah. I wonder what is that?
Good night.
Oh my god, yeah.
Like, I don't have the words to this yet.
Secret Agent Man?
Yeah.
He's a man who lives a life of danger.
I have
a friend.
You have to listen to
him. Everyone to him remains a stranger. But every step he takes, another chance he takes, he won't live the day to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, I don't know the rest of
this. This is where we want to sing. This is the part I know.
Secret agent man, giving you a number and taking away your name. Was that a TV show?
Yeah, it was a TV show.
It was
with Patrick McGoohan,
Patrick, the guy who played Patrick
the prisoner.
The president he was also in the prisoner.
Prisoner, yeah.
The guy was in the McGoohan. McGoohan. McGoohan.
And of course, the same court sequence is almost the same for
those two cool shows, right?
Like, it's interesting because what is it? Waltz and Matilda has almost the same chords as Let It Be. Like,
oh, okay,
Let It Be,
okay, yeah.
C, G, A, F, C, do, When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in the hour of darkness, there is still light that I can see. Shine until tomorrow. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Oh, let it be. And do 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 do. Let it be. And the picking goes nice with it. Well, on guitar, you know.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of another one. There's so many chords. They have the same or similar chord sequences. Because that's exactly the same as Waltzing Matilda.
Yeah.
and of course, very similar to. Oh, I know one.
Oh, it's hardcore.
Oops, I lost it there. But that's sort of it's neat because it uses, again, the same chords.
Good stuff, man. And I like your classical.
Yeah, well, I'll have to practice the classical.
I'll go put this bad boy away.
Yeah?
Wow. One little thing at a time.
I can give you a hand with the other case if you want.
Yeah, I still got some cleaning up to do.
Hit the road.
I'll go put this away and then come back down and start up.
You know this one, eh?
No, not very well.
How's it going?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Seven Spanish
angels. What's that?
Seven Spanish angels.
Is that it, or?
I don't know, I guess so.
Wait, here, actually.
This piece. People would probably know this.
I was kind of hearing House of the Holy. Is that a House of the Holy with a guitar?
Oh. Damn, Led Zeppelin?
Yeah.
What is? Can you tell me what this piece is? It's some guy, and he does these chords all the way through, and he talks, and it goes like. Oh, wanna keep my And he starts to talk, and he tells a story. He's just talking, and the chords continue the same in the background. And then the chorus is do 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 do. Spill of Wine?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Just Eric Burden sang that with War.
Oh, okay. So it's just called Spill the Wine?
Spill the Wine. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Spill the Wine. Spill the Wine, be my girl.
Anyway, I guess we better pack up.
I'm going to play the song for you.
It's so bright.
Oh, is Tom.
Did you get a one?
Seven Spanish Angels.
Okay.